Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Shop up to 40% off with minimum purchase and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Plus, pay at your own pace starting at 0% APR with Affirm. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Thursday, July 27th, 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Alex, and Brittany, and special guest Alex's, A-Ho's younger brother, J-Ho.
J-Ho!
J-Ho!
Yep.
Oh, Jack. Man, they got a little brother thing going there.
What else do you got? You got, like, secret handshake and that kind of
thing? Oh, we got it. Yeah, we got everything, yeah.
They got the flex-offs at home.
Definitely flex-offs, yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm. How do those work? Does someone start the party with, like, hey, check out these guns?
Here's my dick. Wait, I mean, what would I mean? Nothing.
Is that how you start your dick?
I don't know.
Those are just dick offs.
I don't know what these guys are up to.
Definitely a bunch of, yeah, dick
flex
offs, flex
jerk
offs, everything.
Off. It's all the same. Yeah.
Very competitive.
Beach off.
Okay, so before we get to off. Bad advice, which, you know, yesterday's I thought was fun.
Yeah,
it was one of those ones where it felt like, is this chick really writing us? Like, it's almost like she wants something to be wrong or wants us to tell her she can't possibly be happy in a scenario where the guy's not chasing her for sex.
If you haven't heard it, it was Wednesday's Secret Show and V-Hill. We have gotten some response, but I think we're going to save it for next Wednesday. Mm. Is that what you wanted to do? Because then V-Hill will be back.
Yeah, I was thinking V-Hill because she was here and we're all kind of confused and not sure about.
Yeah, she said, is my relationship weird? And is there anything wrong with this? And I mean, I guess as long as everyone really is happy, there isn't anything wrong with it.
I actually thought about it and went, I wish, especially now because, you know, there's so many things going on any given day, we're too busy to get there. But I wish I were happier with that. Mm-hmm. I wish I were able to say, it's no thing.
Yeah, I don't need that.
It'll happen sometime.
Yeah.
I'll just wait.
Maybe 3.5 years from
now. I'll be patient. It'll be good someday. Like, I have trouble with that. Part of it is I already explained to you, you wouldn't know this if you didn't hear yesterday's show, but I've even said it on today's show. I don't like taking life for granted. Mm-hmm. I don't want to assume that I've got 30 more years on this planet.
Right.
I hope I do. I'm trying to make good choices. But that's, there's plenty of people out there who went, I did all the stuff right, and then there I was with cancer.
Right.
You know? I did, by the way, for the record, my colonoscopy came out A-okay.
Oh, they biopsied your little
doohickeys. They checked the things, and they even said, you don't have to come back for 5 years.
Oh, that's
And I
nice.
Went,
oh,
thank
awesome.
You.
Great.
Because it was 3 last time, and I was thinking, I can't do this every 3 years.
Why not?
It just
you
sucks.
Love it. You enjoy
no,
it.
No, I don't enjoy it.
You do.
There's
Seems like
nothing
you really like
great
it.
About it.
Well, you like getting the good news, don't you?
I do like knowing that I've done what I'm supposed to take care of my health. But beyond that, no, it's not fun. It sucks. Doctor visits. Mm. If there's any inspiration to take care of yourself out there, for me, it's in part... I mean, I want to look good and I want to be able to do the things I like to do, like go surfing. But also, I don't want to be in hospitals and doctor offices.
Right. Yeah, me neither. That's why I never go. Oi. Good Lord, forget it. Fuck off. Just forget about it.
Anyway, back to your
so
real
here
quick.
We go.
No. Here we go. Real quick.
No, I have a thing here.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Here it is. Secret Show family. I want to give professional advice to the woman who wrote in and said that she drinks the way you do, Sarah. This was the July 17th Secret Show.
Mm.
Drinking where you have regrets in the morning. Drinking where you do embarrassing things or just don't feel well the next day. All those are consequences. And drinking with consequences is not normal or healthy. It's problem drinking. Sarah, I adore you, and I've been listening your whole time in San Francisco. I gotta say, because your work partner is a recovering alcoholic, he's not who you want to compare yourself to. Love you, Vin. Because when you compare yourself to somebody who knows they're in recovery because of so many negative consequences, including losing a job for a while, then that makes you feel like yours isn't a problem. But to the person who wrote in, I'd say it is a problem if you have what I call the potato chip effect. That is the idea that you have a big bag of potato chips and you say you're going to make that bag of potato chips last the whole weekend. But you opened it up on the first day and you cannot stop or don't want to stop. That's not healthy. And that's in the problem drinking to alcohol category.
It's like Ruffles. You can't just have one.
Can't just have one. Yeah. Isn't it Lay's? Bet you can't have just one.
I thought that was Ruffles.
Ruffles has ridges.
God damn it.
I don't know. It's one of those.
Sorry,
keep munching. We'll make
just
more.
Go ahead. Continue your daughter.
That's not healthy. And that's in the problem drinking to alcohol category. Even if you don't drink every day. She's not a looser. Because she's looking at the issue and hoping for advice. Mm. Slurps all around from a licensed therapist in Santa Rosa.
An actual therapist.
Jane, yeah.
Nice,
good
Jane.
Job, Jane.
Very nice, Jane.
Awesome.
And Sarah, you're right. Damn it, it's Lay's.
How many threesomes have you had?
Yeah.
What, who, me?
Let's get man, I was waiting the whole show for this.
Let's get to business.
There's not, there's,
don't
I think I've had
us,
four.
Okay,
I think I've had four.
You've told us there have been a couple. Mm. So now there's double that. So let's go. You did the one with Good Rick and his girlfriend.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by
at Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Shop up to 40% off with minimum purchase and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Plus, pay at your own pace starting at 0% APR with Affirm. Terms apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah.
The other one.
What's the other one?
I don't know. Who was the other one? You tell me.
So I did a threesome with Whitey and the same girl that I did a threesome with her boyfriend.
What?
The girl Hold that on. I did, the girl that I did Good Rick with.
Oh. You did Whitey with as well.
Yes.
So the two of you were like, let's go bang some guys.
Well, we just all happened to be in the same place together Tag at team. The same time. And
okay.
I don't think Whitey and I were officially on at that point. We were on and off a lot. But
you both did him.
Well, we were just all there, so we did him. I can see that in my mind right now.
You can see it happening?
I can.
Can you give us that's a play by play?
Yeah. Whitey had a good one. Whoa. Nice Whitey. Good wiener. Solid wiener.
Yeah. Look at you smile.
How does that work?
She's a look of love in her eye right now. Wow, that's something.
Spark in her eye.
Well, it was, you know, it was childhood memories.
Yeah. Childhood, please.
Yeah, no, I say childhood because I think I was 19 and I felt like a grown up at the time, but you're not at 19.
That's true.
Even at 21, Jack.
I'm all grown.
Okay, so have now
you,
we're
Jack,
at.
Jack, have you in the last 6 months said I'm a grown ass man? Have you said that?
Get on that mic, man. Closer.
No, I think once I put on the Fossil Watch, I felt pretty different, you know?
The Fossil Watch. That's some fucking Alex.
It does run in the family.
You guys all say dumb shit. Look at that.
We do, yeah. It does run in the family, yeah.
So welcome to the club.
The fucking Fossil Watch.
Yeah, then I was a grown-ass man.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. All right. So yeah. So there was one time with Whitey. One time with Goodrick. There was one time with this guy. I think his name was Jamie. And I was in college, so I was probably 17 when this happened. And
horse college.
Yes, horse college.
You were away at horse college, and Jamie was from the other dorm.
No, Jamie was a dude who I lived in a. You couldn't share a room with the opposite sex, but it was a co-ed dorm. So okay. Like there were boys in rooms right across the hall.
Got it.
So me and my roommate Leslie Carr, she's still with horses, and she's still in that world.
Lucky.
Yeah, she lives on the Cape. She lives on Cape Cod.
Went to horse college.
Yeah, awesome.
Of course she is.
Why aren't I? Oh, I had other things to do. Too many dudes to fuck, I guess. You know?
Okay.
So, just kidding. Not really, though. So she and this guy, Jamie, she really liked him. And...
But he liked you.
No, but he just wanted... I guess he did like me. I wound up fucking him later by myself behind her back.
Oh,
so that wasn't good. But we did... But I didn't do anything with the girls. Ever. Well, I mean, I might have fingered him a little bit, but
you've never licked pussy.
I've never licked a pussy.
Why?
I just haven't.
There you were.
And I gotta say, I don't really want to. Oh. Like, I think about it sometimes, like, why am I just would be like
No, look, this is a weird thing. I talked about it the other day. Like, you've kissed girls.
Yeah.
I don't see it. I don't hate guys. I'm not anti-gay. Yeah. I just don't want to kiss a boy.
Mm.
And I mean,
kissing girls and girls are good kissers.
I touch my cock all the time. I don't want to touch anybody else's though.
But you know just what to do.
But I'm saying that's what I'm. It's a weird.
You'd probably be so much better at it than I am.
I don't know why we have that, but I understand what you're saying. Like you're saying, I don't want to do that, and I get it.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's not like I think that there's anything wrong with anybody else doing
it. That's what I'm saying.
But for me, I do feel like, ugh.
It would
I wouldn't want to.
I'll tell you this.
Sorry, Les
For
Bosa.
Me, it would be
I
a
can't
lie.
Can't lick your pussy. I'll kiss you, though. I'll kiss you. So, I'll touch your boobs.
I would be doing that, and it would be
finger bang you.
Against my instincts, and it would be a lie. It would be one of those things you do on a dare or just to see what happens or whatever, but I wouldn't.
I feel like I went like too fast, too. Like, I had no patience with a girl. Like, the few people whose areas I felt, like, I was like... First of all, it was really weird because it felt like me. So that, like, but without being able to feel it, it was a really weird sensation.
Hmm.
And then it was also like, I went right for it. Like, no warm up. You know what I mean? Like, it was a weird thing. Like why would I?
Like a guy would for their first time.
Right. Like, why was I so?
Because you didn't know.
I guess.
I definitely watched porn, lesbian porn, and I'm interested in how women handle women. Just to see if you'd think if you have a vagina that the way you handle someone else's vagina would be the way you like it.
Right.
But then some of the stuff I see, I'm like, nobody wants to be swatted on their clit. Like, what are you doing? I mean, maybe some do, but
maybe
I see that and I think I know what I'd get. I'd get a knee to the face if I was like, psh,
they seem to really like it in porn.
Yeah, they do seem to like. There's a lot of
having a good time,
tapping and
slap,
yeah.
Slap.
Even like dude on balls, like a little.
Oh no,
thing like that.
No, thank
that's
you.
Kind of porn. You like guys get hurt,
getting your clit slapped?
No.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who's like. You know what I want you to do?
Yeah.
So if you never licked, did other girls lick you?
No.
Oh. You weren't like, hey, check me out.
There was a girl who offered like strenuously.
Oh, was that modern times, like since you've been married?
Oh, no.
Oh, this way
was,
back.
Yeah, when I was in that band.
Oh.
This one girl, she came to a few shows and she was like, listen, I want to do some stuff with you. I'm like, I don't want to do anything with you.
Aww.
And then, I'm glad I didn't, too. No, this is bad. Listen to this. So this was the 80s. This was 86. I spent that year touring with them. And this girl who came to a few shows. We had this kind of like a home base in Worcester, a place called Sir Morgan's Pub.
Mm.
At a big stage, and was cool.
So it was a triumphant return.
We'd always go
to
there.
Home base.
If we didn't have a gig, we'd go play right. there. We were booked there a lot. That okay. was like, you know, I think maybe every cover band has that sort of like the one where they started
home field,
or whatever, right? So I was a cokehead at the time, and this girl who I'd seen a couple times, she was like, "Hey, I've got some coke. Let's go do some coke." So we go into the we're in a stall together.
Oh God. The and bathroom cokehead.
I know. So
such a stereotypical.
Truthfully, it's so gross, right? So she, you know, I did a little off my end of my license, you know, or, you know, what do they call that? A key bump or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that. And she has a whole little kit and she mixes it with water and shoots it. And I'm looking at her like, yes.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, do you want me to do that? I'm like, no, I don't. And this was like AIDS time. Like AIDS was huge then. 86 was in the thick of it.
Yeah, but you know what? And I've heard this as drug addicts go. So, you know, keep that in mind as I'm saying this out loud into a microphone. Most drug addicts will tell you sniffing coke is a complete waste of coke.
Mm.
Like the only way that you should be having coke is to smoke it or shoot it.
Mm.
Otherwise, it's wasted.
Oh.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Shop up to 40% off with minimum purchase and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Plus, pay at your own pace starting at 0% APR with Affirm. Terms apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And I don't know that to be, I never liked the stuff. I mean, I did it.
I loved it.
I did it, but I didn't.
And I did smoke it a few times, but I definitely did not ever shoot anything. You know why? Because fuck needles. What? Who's fucking doing that? I'm here to have fun, not stick needles in.
Did she put the rubber band around her arm?
She
and
did the whole thing. She had a kit.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was a full on
well, that's
little thing.
What a drug addict would do.
Right.
Exactly.
Which is clearly what she was.
But she also wanted to lick my pussy. I said no. Hard no on that because, you know.
I bet she would have been great at it, too. You know.
For sure.
She was good looking. Oh, that girl. Yeah, I could have had her, but
okay.
I decided
so
not
that's
to.
The third
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Oh no, the third one. Okay, so there's Whitey, there's Good Rick.
Yeah.
There's the one the at the horse
roommate.
College.
Uh-huh. Jamie, right.
And then what's the other one?
That one is I don't know the dude's names, but it was my friend Anne-Marie, who is also in radio. I won't say her radio name because she actually worked in San Francisco for a while.
Oh yeah. Snap.
And you banged her.
I didn't. I just finger banged her, but
nice.
It was us and two dudes.
Hold on,
a foursome.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because that one occurred to me today, as we were talking about this on the air. Like three, I don't know how threesomes came up, but they did. And then so this one was. This actually is not. Technically, I could stop it. Those were the threesomes I had. So this is a bonus
technicality
story.
Ridiculous.
Well. I mean, it's not a threesome, but it also really wasn't a foursome
either.
It was
switch?
Just a little fuck around.
Did you guys switch partners? You did.
Yeah, you did.
We got a look on your face.
We did.
You got a look on your face.
I'm so happy for you. This is so exciting.
I don't think I boned them both, but I definitely, there was contact.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you gave a blowjob to one while the other was boning.
No, that was not at the same time, I don't think.
Okay.
It was just sort of a, yeah, we were all drinking and hanging and touching stuff. And,
nice.
Yeah.
Fun.
Good for you. Too young to be doing all that stuff. I should tell, like, older me, I'm sure younger me would be like, fuck off, you old bitch. I am having fun right now.
This is the best secret show I've been a part of.
Yeah, really?
Pretty
good.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's like pretty it. Good stuff, Sarah.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Foursome.
So three threesomes, one foursome. What about an orgy? Anything more?
When does it cross into orgy territory?
Maybe a fifth.
At five?
No, yeah, no orgies.
Anything more than four.
What about you? You're looking right at me like you've had five at once.
No. I wish I had more of everything. I had very limited experiences. Mm. Oh, I had questions, though. So if you only did like finger banging or like you guys never licked and stuff, so what's the motivation behind it? So you guys only have one cock, yeah, right? And there's two girls. And if you guys really
aren't... It's for the dude.
Obviously. So it's for the dude. So obviously, you guys are just taking turns.
We're doing stuff to him, or like, turn, you know, turn. One person
one
sitting
on
the
face,
and the other one's
riding
wow,
them.
That is
or...
all for him. Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
These guys are really in
lucky.
A good place. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, my question.
I don't watch
answered.
Porn. I just think about the sex I had in my life.
Yeah, exactly.
The time I did a foursome with Sarah. It's Whitey.
He didn't do a foursome with me.
Oh. Well, the time Sarah sat on my face while some other broad gave me a blowjob.
Yeah, those were good times.
Yeah, that's
fun. It was fun. Fun being a kid.
That's so
you know, it's and we're always so safe. We always practice safe sex, kids.
Liar says what?
What?
Anyway, let's do a
the
let's do
we're,
about
no,
advice.
No, we're done.
What?
I tried to do one, and you just redirected.
Well, I wanted to hear about all
I
these.
I already read a whole thing. I think that we're well. I'm done talking.
All the sums you've had. Yeah, right. Threesomes, foursomes.
Man.
Sum total.
You know, I think she's holding out, you know.
Oh, there's
she's
more.
Said
yeah,
many times.
Listen,
yeah.
She minimized it.
She's never told us there were four
yeah.
of them
no,
until
exactly.
today. And I've she's been asked.
Yeah. Give it a couple more years. Yeah. She's like, I didn't
no,
tell you about the orgy. I
you
told
didn't
you about the orgy.
No, you
oh,
didn't, you're just
I
not
asked.
Asking the right questions,
yeah, oh,
guys. I guess
really?
You have to think up the right questions.
I told you about the train gang bang.
What?
Did I gangbang train or did I gangbang some people
the
on
train
a train?
Of gangbang. You never
oh,
mind.
It was
do
a
I have
train of. No,
that to
I
you?
Never. Oh my God.
Train,
what am I in a porn
train.
Now? Did I get paid
you know,
for that at least?
Say, you know, who knows what's going to come out of your mouth 2 years
my
from now?
Fantastic. Well, listen, you can't. I have 20. What have I got? 30 years to fill here. I'll be 60 when this contract
yeah,
is over.
Pace it out. Pace yourself.
Can't give you everything on day one. Yeah. Then I have to
clearly.
Start repeating stories or making stuff up.
Clearly, you waited.
I'll make some stuff up. That's what I'll do. Every day I'll make some new thing up, like I always do.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
The end. I'm calling it.